Thank you to you, Anna, as we are here for the grand final edition of Fireball Friday. There's plenty going on. Brad Altons is going to join us. A lot of people wanting to have their say, but a man who has been there and has been really the heart and soul of the Sydney Football Club for such a long period of time won't be out there on Saturday, but he will still play a very important role. His name is Josh Kennedy. Hey, Josh, thanks so much for joining us on this grand final eve.
Hey, Kane. Thanks for having me, mate.
How are you?
Congratulations on just completing your incredible run.
No, I appreciate that, Josh. Paying for it now. I want to get your thoughts on just how you're feeling ahead of. Can you relax and enjoy it a little bit more now that you know the decision's been made and you know you won't be out there?
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely a little bit more relaxed, and I think like everyone, mate, that's supporting the Swans, I'm just extremely excited. Mm. So, you know, as a player, I think you go into the game with obviously excitement, nervousness, anxiousness. I'm just really excited and can't wait to see the guys get out there and do their thing.
Congratulations, Josh, on an amazing career. And you've been at your best in the biggest of games. And the grand final of a couple of years ago, you were that far best on ground at halftime. It wasn't funny. Do you get the opportunity now to sit back and there's a lot of young kids in this team. Well, they're not kids, I shouldn't say kids, but a lot of young players with inexperience. Have you been able to sit down with those guys and just impart your knowledge and wisdom on what the big game being the grand final is all about?
Look, I can, and I guess we've spoken about it in the lead up, not just this week, but you know, last week was a big build up to a full house in Sydney. At the end of the day, everyone's, you know, they'd be getting advice left, right and centre. At the end of the day, they've got their own preparation and showed throughout the course of the year that the challenges in front of them, they've been able to step up and perform. And I think, yeah, it just comes down to each individual and what makes them tick. You know, it might have been different for what it was for me.
You're going to see Rowbottom and Warner, McInerney, and these guys stand next to Dangerfield, Selwood, Guthrie, really serious senior AFL players that have been around a long, long time. What have you seen that gives you confidence that these guys are ready to just go bang on the biggest of days?
Yeah, well, you know, you would have said the same 3 weeks ago when they were standing, you know, alongside Oliver and Viney and Petrarca, and last week, you know, standing alongside Pendlebury and Crisp and DeGoey. So, you know, it's just another challenge. And as I said, throughout the course of the year, you know, I'm so proud just watching their development and seeing them sort of set themselves. And you're talking, you know, specifically in the midfield group there against some of the best in the comp and being able to come out trumps on the day. So, yeah, it's going to be a huge battle, no doubt about it.
Well, I do love the matchup because your Sydney side will be bold enough to challenge Geelong, which you'll have to do. Brisbane weren't able to do that and they played into their hands last week. But in terms of the game style and how this has worked throughout the year and your ability to challenge the opposition with the football, does that give you confidence?
Yeah, definitely. You know, their defence is first class. Obviously, Geelong, their ability to support down back. You know, we were able to get some flow on the ball in round two, but that was a long time ago. And you know, they're a little bit of a different looking side, improved a fair bit since then. But so have we. It's going to be, I think at the end of the day, it's just going to come down to an amazing game in which I can't wait to watch and be a part of.
The decision to bring in Hayden McLean and the heartbreak for Logan McDonald, what will Hayden bring?
Yeah, he's just been really consistent in the way that he's played and trained over the course of the year. He's probably a little bit more versatile in the ability to play different roles. So just adds, you know, for this prospective team balance, just adds a little bit more there. But yeah, Logan, I mean, you know, there's nothing anyone can say in this position to someone in his position that makes it any easier. It is heartbreaking and there's always stories like this, but you know, the one thing I can say is the way that he's sort of conducted himself ever since finding out has been incredible, and he's going to be a big part of our future, no doubt.
I'm fascinated by the coach, Josh. His ability to just evolve and change and go with, you know, what the demands of the game are and still drive this team to this stage with what we all think is slightly ahead of time, which is great for the next 4 to 5 years for the Sydney Swans. But what do you see behind the scenes that you can let us in on a little bit?
With Horse?
Yeah.
Oh, I think he's I mean, if I was to sum it up in one word, it's just his genuine passion for the game, for the football club, and for every player that pulls on a jersey and walks into the club. And he's just so driven and passionate to get better himself, for the team to get better, and driven for the team to remain in contention year in, year out. It's remarkable.
Sydney Swan, Josh Kennedy, the retiring Sydney Swan, joining us this morning on Fireball Friday. What a remarkable career he had. The difference between winning and losing them is it couldn't be a bigger difference in the game. The feeling of when you win, which you did in 2012, versus the feeling of when you lose, which happened to you a couple of times. Can you sum that up for us and the contrast of those emotions?
Yeah, as you said, mate, they couldn't be further apart. Complete other ends of the spectrum. Obviously, winning is I think initially it's relief given the amount of hard work, you know, the build up, and you know, the fact that it really comes down to one game, and you know what the alternative is if you don't get up, and then obviously the joy and excitement and elation that follows then, and then obviously the flip side of that, it's a pretty lonely place in front of 100,000 people after losing a grand final on the MCG. And you feel for your teammates, your fans, your family, everyone that backs you in. And you carry that with you, no doubt. But that's what makes it so special. That's in any sport, I guess. That's the way it is, and that's why we love it.
The logistical exercise of getting an interstate team and everyone's family and the tickets and preparing for functions after the game, win or lose, can I think some people would be interested in that. Like, how many tickets do the players get? How do their families come over? Where will the function be after the game? Have you got a thought for those at the footy club that have to prepare all these different scenarios?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, they're the absolute unsung heroes that just make it work. And we got a real look into it, you know, the last previous 2 years during COVID, and as players, you know, even, you know, such as today, you wake up, you have brekkie, you get told to get on the bus, you go to the parade, you've got no idea really what the logistics are behind making that all happen, let alone tickets and families getting down, and everyone's got their own issues that need to be dealt with, and the people at the footy club, and then the AFL that you know, try and make it as seamless as possible and carry as much load as possible in terms of the logistics part. It's incredible, especially coming from interstate. And, they're a big reason why the clubs work so well.
Josh, if I could guarantee you that one Sydney Swan, the one you nominate, was best on ground tomorrow, who would be your nomination? Who would be the one player who said, yep, if he's best on ground, we get the chocolates?
Cool. It's best on ground. We get the chocolates.
Yep.
I'd probably say Heaney. He's probably kicked a few goals and got his tail up.
Is he the most important player for the Swans?
Is he the most important player? I'm not sure he's the most important. I mean, again, and I think it goes to both sides. If you look at the stats over the course of the year, very, very even contribution, which is, you know, a real strength of ours. So it will just come down to a weight of numbers.
And you believe that the players that don't play in the Premiership or those that are in the squad should be awarded a medallion, Josh? Is that the whole squad, or is there a certain threshold of players that have played a number of games this year?
No, look, mate, I don't know. I got asked this the other day, and obviously it's a very biased call now. It seems that way, but no, I think like most sports around the world, and not certainly not on the day, but down the track, there's certainly part of it. I mean, winning a premiership isn't just winning on the day. It's right through getting there, and it takes a whole club to be able to do that. So I'm in favour of it. You know, as I said, I think back to teammates of mine in 2012 that were you know, heartbreakingly unlucky through injury to miss the grand final. But, you know, undoubtedly we wouldn't have been there if it wasn't for them. So, yeah, I'm in favour of it. But at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. It is what it is. And I'm just so proud and excited for this game.
What's life after footy for Josh Kennedy?
Time will tell, Kenny. I haven't really had a chance to think too deeply about it, to be honest. I was solely focused on trying to get myself back right and push my body to be available for selection. And obviously that didn't work out, you know, a couple of weeks ago. And now it's all just been all focused on prelim final and grand final and helping out and supporting as much as I can. So I really haven't looked beyond this week just yet. So I look forward to taking that time when it comes and seeing what's out there.
Yeah, our thoughts are with you tomorrow. Just been the way that you've carried yourself has been unbelievable. One of the most consistent players the game's ever seen. A big game player as well. 22 finals, nearly 30 touches on average in those games, and you kicked a lot of goals in finals as well. Josh, good luck tomorrow. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Kane. Thanks, Kingy.
What a player he was, Kingy. Oh, built for finals.
Yeah. To have a player so rock solid in big games, he was my luck. If I asked someone else, who do you need to be best on ground for the Swans to win the grand final, they would nominate him. It's an easy selection because he did it. I mean, that first half against the Dogs was unbelievable.
36 and kicked three.
I think he had two at half time. Yeah. He was the gap in the game. I still think he was the best player on the ground, personally. If not Marcus Ponsonbelli, but they didn't get the votes.
No. Who's voting on?
Well, Nathan Buckley's handing out. I had this discussion prior to you coming on, because you took an hour off, which I can't believe. We'll talk about that later on. You've ran for 12 days and you want one more hour. I mean, seriously, mate. Anyway, I digress. Do you think Nathan Buckley could go rogue, a la Ross Glendinning?
Award his own
And just
medal.
Award his own Norm Smith, saying, you know what, I know more than those guys in the media. Those five voters who've gone 3-2-1, I'm going to just
captain's call.
Go rogue and give it to whoever he wants.
Make a captain's call. Would Bucks do that? 0433 9 out 11 16. Jonathan Brown's on the selection committee, the North Smith panel. I'll chase up who the other voters are as well.
Country kids have just been elevated.
The forwards as well.
Forwards,
bit of bias there.
No chance of back six player winning it.
Half price off all big brand vitamins at Chemist Warehouse. Terms and conditions apply. The news of the day is coming up next, including just some fresh stuff out of Hawthorn from the Herald Sun. Josh Kennedy, our guest this morning. Brad Alton still to come.